All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with the final hour, the midnight hour. And we hope to close it. A few laughs. We're going to do it family style here at AM 1160, The Quest Atlanta. The number to call for your donations, 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. And we'd like to welcome you. As I said, we are in the waning moments of what has been a very fun, fruit-filled, successful pledge drive. And as those of you who have noticed on our website, our Facebook page, we're going to close it out with a very spirited rendition of The Family Feud. And if, for those of you, I know you can't see this through your radio dials, we have a very packed studio right now. A lot of humans in this studio right now. And we are going to do some introductions, and we'll go through the rules really quickly. We're going to stay true to the original form of the game for those of you who've watched it on TV for years and years and years. But we have with us today, and again, the number to call is 470-508-1160. You can also donate via our website at thequestatlanta.com. So today's contest pits the Lynch family.
Woo!
Yeah,
right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Captained by Jay Lynch.
That's me.
Versus the Tremonti family.
All right.
Woo! All right. And they're captained by David. Now, Tremonti family, I have to tell you, if this was a pickup basketball game, I would not like your chances. There are some tall men in this room. We want to introduce, first and foremost, Jay Lynch, and then we'll have him introduce his family as well.
Thanks, Chuck, for having us on today. I'm the proud father of seven beautiful children. This is my wife, Michelle, who's with us today. And then we've got our kids, JT, Hank, and Oscar. We've just brought the boys because Maddie is off in Athens at college. Mike's playing a football game. I don't know what Johnny's doing.
And ECYD meeting.
He's doing something for Jesus. And
all right.
And Molly's doing something else. So, all the kids go to Pinecrest Academy. Michelle and I both work at Pinecrest Academy, great Catholic school in Cumming. I'm actually the dean of students for the lower school and middle school. And I coach the basketball team, which is pretty funny. Father Michael Metz, who was on your last segment.
Yes.
I was his basketball coach when he went to Pinecrest
Academy. That?
So it was nice to see Father Mike. He was quite the scorer back in the day.
Was he really? How was your team that year?
He took us to the state finals 2 years in a row, and he's the boys' all-time leading scorer. So
that's pretty good.
Father Mike can hoop.
All right. And Father Paul Porter, who was also with Father Mike, I understand he was a basketball player as well in high school.
Yeah, I think the bishop usually likes to get them on the seminarian teams.
That would be a pretty loaded team,
to
too. Those fellows are a couple of tree toppers also. So let's then throw it. Oh, by the way, today, folks, today is the feast day of St. Callistus the First. Again, I'm sure all of you know that St. Callistus the First is the patron saint of gravediggers and gravesite workers.
Wow, thanks for that, Chuck.
But don't worry, that's not one of the questions. Okay, so we're going to go now to the Tremonti family. We'd like to introduce the Tremonti family.
Hey, Chuck, happy to be here. David Tremonti. I brought with me today my lovely wife, Robin. Three of our six children. The youngest is 3 months, so he's here by proxy. But the other two are Annalise and Bennett. They are 11 and 9 years old. The other two are with, the other three are with my sister-in-law, Sarah, who's kind enough to be watching them while we participate in this. I've also got my mom and dad with me today, and we're happy to have them as well.
All right.
We're happy to be here to support the quest.
That's great. We thank all of you for being here today. And again, the number to call is 470-508. Get that right. 470-508-1160 for your donations. Call in, support the Lynch family, support the Tremonti family. So the rules, I think a lot of you are pretty familiar with this game, right? I'm going to ask you a series of questions. We've run a survey and gotten answers to some questions that tend to be Catholic related, but there's some also what I might call some familial questions about family life. We will have in round one, 3 questions. And as each family wins, you will get 100 points for each round you win. And then we'll move into round two, and there'll be another 3 questions. And those questions will each be worth 200 points. And then if there's time for round three, I'm going to make that worth 400 points a round. So if you're trailing, there's always hope.
Chance to catch up.
Right. But just like our Catholic faith, do not wait. Okay, the time is now to repent and convert. Don't try and pull some late lightning. All right. So, Should we move right into the first question?
Did we forget the fact that donations count as a point too?
So donations do count as a point. That's very important.
Every dollar of donations counts as a point. So
yes.
This is not just about answering the questions correct. This is about raising money for the quest.
Okay. All right. Very important.
Right. Just a clarification.
All right.
So who gets what points on the donations?
If people are designating it.
Okay, everybody. Yeah, you know you're voting for the Lynches with your dollars. Let's go. We want the W.
All of our friends at St. Bridget, St. Monica's, St. Jude, St. Catherine's, we know where you can find us with your checkbooks.
And then Lynch family, would you like to make a plug?
Regina Chaley family, of course, as well.
Sure, of course, our Pinecrest family, Christ Redeemer. Who else do we need to talk to out there? All our parish in Dawsonville. St. Brendan's, we know everybody there, so anybody who wants to reach out, we'd love to help.
All right. I should also point out that Paula, one of our great volunteers, will be our scorekeeper. So, Paula, make sure we get this audited by PricewaterhouseCoopers and all that. So, our first question. We surveyed 132 people, an admittedly very random number, and we asked them, we'll start with an easy question for you folks. Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark.
Ding.
Tremonti family.
A lion.
A lion, survey says. 19, and that was the number one answer. So Tremonti family. Yes. That is the number one answer.
We're going to play.
The Tremonti family will play.
I was confused because there was no buzzer.
I should also point that out. Yes, we're going to do a hand raise. Hand raise, yeah.
Thank you for the.
That should have been part of the rules.
It's clear direction.
Okay, who's up next now to answer this question? We have...
Steph Tremonti.
Steph Tremonti.
Stephanie Tremonti.
All right, Stephanie. Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark. No, the Tremonti family has it.
Two of. Tiger.
Tiger. Survey says. No tiger.
Oh, no tiger.
So that's your first strike, Tremonti family.
All right.
But you got two more.
A little close to the lion family.
Mm-hmm. Next up on the microphone to answer this question would be.
Amoeba.
The question.
Oh, the question.
The question. We can repeat the question for you. Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. Yes. Mosquitoes made the list barely. There were three respondents who said mosquitoes.
All right, we got Bennett up next. Bennett?
Come on, Bennett.
Bennett.
What do you got?
Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark.
Crocodiles.
Show us crocodile.
Oh, yes. You got it. All right.
Crocodile. There were seven respondents out of the 133 who said crocodile. So moving right along here. Next up on the microphone is.
Hi, I'm Robin.
All right, Robin. Same question to you. Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark.
Cheetahs.
Show us cheetah. The number two answer was cheetah. Okay, there are two remaining answers. Next up on the microphone, we go back to Daniel.
Back up to David.
David.
Danny. I'm going to go with... kind of a hopper jumper type, maybe an antelope?
Show us antelope. Two strikes, Tremonti family.
Back to you.
Goodness, again? All right, so we're Stephanie again.
We got one more strike.
One more strike and two more answers. Otherwise, the Lynch family could steal it.
Okay.
Come on.
Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark.
Snake.
Show us snake.
All right,
three respondents said snake. Okay. Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark.
Whales.
Show us whales. I do think that would have been difficult, though. Lynch family has a chance to steal. Keeping in mind, it's the game show. It's not breaking a commandment. Thou shalt not steal. Okay. Captain Jay Lynch. Name an animal Noah would have had the most difficult time capturing two of for the ark.
We're going to go with bear. Oh, big, furry, grizzly bear.
Show us bear. Lynch family steals it.
Strength. Stephanie stole snakes from us. We were banking on that the whole time. Snakes.
So the Lynch family takes round one, and they are leading 100-0. But the afternoon is young.
We are 10 minutes into the hour, 20 minutes into the hour. I want to announce some donations, and also from the last hour. So we have Marianne, we have Howard, Roslyn, Laurie, Audrey. We also have an anonymous donor, and that is with the message, "You are a blessing, Father Mitz." That is from the last hour. Catching up to this hour, we have Lucinda, Gary, and Sue, Stephen, or Stefan, and Fran. And those also contribute to the points for each family. So at the end, we will tally those up to the total. Thank you very much for those donations. You can donate by calling 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. TheQuestAtlanta.com online or on the mobile app.
All right. Thank you, Dominic. Keep those donations coming. Well, I think that first round went pretty well, did it? All right. Is everybody in the groove? That's true. It didn't go so well for the Tremonti family. All right. So as we enter into round two, folks, let's remember the goal today isn't necessarily to solicit the best answers to the questions. My goal is to embarrass as many of you as I can on the air while your family members and relatives and friends are listening. So we move on to question number two. 133 people were surveyed, and we asked them, beside Jesus, name a religious figure you would like to ride across the country with in a car. Lynch family.
This is JT Lynch here, the Blessed Virgin Mary.
The Blessed Virgin Mary. Ah, the suspense. Number one answer was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lynch family, would you like to play or pass?
We're totally going to play.
Lynch family will play. Question is, beside Jesus, name a religious figure you would like to ride across the country with a car. The number again is 470-508-1160 or on thequestatlanta.com. Besides Jesus, name a religious figure.
Michelle
you would
Lynch
like to
here.
Ride across the country with in a car. Michelle?
Michelle Lynch here. I'd like to ride across with Moses.
Crazy. Show us Moses. Oh. No Moses.
You can part the Red Sea, people. What are these 133? You said 132. Now it's 133.
Well, you should see the other people on the list and some of the miracles they did. Strike one for the Lynch family. Okay, who do we have up?
This is Hank Lynch.
Hank Lynch. All right, Hank. Beside Jesus, name a religious figure you would like to ride across the country with in a car.
I'm going to say St. Joseph.
Show us St. Joseph.
That's what I'm saying.
Nine responses. Next up, we have...
Oscar Lynch.
Oscar Lynch. All right, Oscar. Love that name, by the way. Would you say that you're more like St. Oscar Romero, Oscar Madison, or Oscar the Grouch from a personality standpoint?
I'm definitely not Oscar the Grouch.
All right.
For those of you who know me, I'm a pretty fun, happy guy.
Good. All right. Beside Jesus, name a religious figure you would like to ride across the country with in a car.
JP2.
St. Pope John Paul II. Wow. Second most popular answer. John Paul the Great, the Pope of our lifetime.
Let's stop and tell the phone number for everybody to call.
Yeah. Phone number. That phone number again is 470-508-1160. or you can donate via thequestatlanta.com or on the app. You can donate via the app. The button's right up front for those of you who have downloaded the app. Strongly recommend you do that. Once again, the number is 470-508-1160. Next up, Captain J is back in the hot seat. Beside Jesus, name a religious figure you would like to ride across the country with in a car.
What kind of car is it?
Well, let's call it a van.
We're going in a van?
We're going in a van.
I'm in a van?
You're in a van.
I need Mother Teresa in that van.
Oh, yeah. Mother Teresa. Show us Mother Teresa.
What?
Mother Teresa is not in the van.
Her and Moses.
Man. I think Moses, if you're traveling on a ship, because as you said, he can part the Red Sea. And I believe the Lynch family has two strikes. Two strikes, three remaining answers. There's an opportunity here, Tremonti family. Stay close to the microphone. So next up we have...
It's J.T. Lynch again.
All right. Beside Jesus, name a religious figure you would like to ride across the country with in a car.
I want to have a very deep and serious conversation about, you know, the fall of man. So Adam and Eve. And, you know, what went wrong there?
That should count as two strikes. Adam and Eve. So the Lynch family strikes out with four strikes. We'll go into the Tremonti family. Huddle up, Tremonti family. I thought it was a good answer. As the Tremonti family huddles, our phone number to call is 470-508-1160, or you can donate via the Quest online at thequestatlanta.com. Okay, the Tremonti family is ready. Beside Jesus, name a religious figure you would like to ride across the country with in a car.
St. Peter.
Oh, nice one.
St. Peter. Lynch family takes it and takes a somewhat commanding 2-0 lead, 200-0 lead. Other popular answers. St. Padre Pio. St. Padre Pio, the stigmatist, yes. St. Christopher. Which, if you think about it, it's a good answer. I think he's the patron saint of drivers, right? And then finally, Teresa of Avila, whose feast day is coming up next week, I believe. Great doctor of the church, St. Teresa of Avila. Once again, that number to call, 470-508-1160. We are now through two questions in round one.
And right now we have, so far, raised $1,580 out of our $10,000 hour goal. We need to get some more calls in, so please call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com to pledge online. A lot of our donations have come in online, so it is very easy to put in online. We are just about, 15% through our goal, so if we can get some more calls in, that would be amazing. And remember, all of your donations can support your favorite family during this hour, so please pledge with the family note, and you can also pledge in with a note saying you can donate prayer requests. You can donate with a note saying, like, just thank you to the Quest, or whatever a note you feel that the Lord moves you with, you can post it to that. So thank you very much for donating, and we're going to go back to the game. We actually have 3 minutes left on this first half hour.
All right. Let's do it. We'll go to question number three, stepping up to the microphone. Name something that might be full of holes. Name something that might be full of holes.
Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese is the number one answer. Lynch family, are you going to play or pass?
We're going to play.
Tremonti family, I mean. The Tremonti family will play. Stepping up to the microphone next.
Okay.
Okay.
Name something, Emily, that might be full of holes.
Five seconds.
Anything. Mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese.
I like it.
That is the first strike for the Tremonti family.
Good.
Next up.
Bennett?
And this is Bennett. Where do you go to school, Bennett?
Regina Chaley Academy.
Great. All right. Smart kid, I know you've got the answer to this one. Name something that might be full of holes.
A basketball net.
Show us basketball net.
This is a hard one.
The Tremontis are down to their last strike. All right. We have the captain back in the seat. Name something that might be full of holes.
My old dirty socks.
Show us socks. Did we get the ring? All right. Socks was on the list.
We are at our half-hour break. We will come back very soon after this break. We would like to thank Steph and Bob, Catherine, and Mark. Thank you very much. These are going towards the Quest Pledge Drive this last hour, and also these are counting toward the scores for this Family Feud game. Please call 470-508-1160 or go to the website, thequestatlanta.com. We will be back right after this.
From a post-traumatic stress disorder, it's very similar to a soldier with PTSD who is killed in battle. The two share the regret of taking a human life. After an abortion, a woman often has emotional symptoms such as anger, sorrow, and despair from choosing to end the life of her child. Women who have had abortions also report flashbacks to the abortion, uncontrollable weeping, and suicidal feelings. These are serious issues associated with abortion that oftentimes are hidden. Many women suffer in silence because of the shame from ending their child's life. Society tells women that abortion will solve their problems. The truth is, it often leads to more serious long-term problems. Spread the word. Abortion is not good for women. If you know anyone suffering from these symptoms, find help at healingafterabortion.com. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com. The Quest presents Lesser Known Saints with Ken and Chuck.
Born on the Feast of the Epiphany, St. Gertrude was a Benedictine nun in Helfte, Saxony. She was one of the great mystics of the 13th century. Together with her friend and teacher, St. Mechtild, she practiced a spirituality called nuptial mysticism, essentially viewing herself as the very bride of Christ. Her spiritual life was rooted in a deeply personal union with Jesus and his Sacred Heart, leading her into the very life of the Holy Trinity.
The Lord dictated the prayer for the holy souls to St. Gertrude in a vision, promising to release 1,000 souls from purgatory each and every time it is said. She is the patron saint of gardeners, travelers, widows, the recently deceased, and the mentally ill. The West Indies also claim her as their patron saint. St. Gertrude was canonized in 1677 by Pope Clement XIII. Her feast day is November 16th.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
AM 1160 The Quest is your metro-wide Atlanta Catholic radio station. Our programming is rooted in the teachings of the Catholic Church and helps listeners learn new and fascinating aspects of our faith. Here at The Quest, our mission is simple and powerful: to invite, inform, and inspire listeners to embrace their journey of faith through the beauty of the Catholic Church. The Quest team continues to hear wonderful testimonies from listeners all around Atlanta. One listener shared,
"The Quest helps me grow my faith every day I listen. Every day I feel the Holy Spirit talking to me through The Quest. If I have a question, it seems like the answers come to me through this Catholic radio station in a timely manner. I enjoy the programming, and yes, it has changed me. It's definitely changed me."
None of this would be possible without listeners just like you. We are a 100% listener-supported station. A donation of any amount helps to cover the ongoing operational expenses. Your donation is helping to bring your fellow Catholics and Christians closer to Christ. To donate, visit thequestatlanta.com.
And we are back to AM 1160 The Quest. This is our Family Feud Hour here with Chuck. And we have so far raised for the Tremonti family $1,250. And for the Lynch family, we have $430. Our goal this hour is $10,000. We need more calls to support your local station and the family team for this hour. So you can call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. That's 470-508-1160. We need to raise $10,000 this hour, and we are at 15% through.
Thank you, Dom. That number to call again is 470-508-1160. AM 1160, The Quest, heroes in our midst. And when we last left off, the Tremonti family, down to their final strike, has been asked, name something that might be full of holes.
All right, Bennett.
Donuts.
Oh,
show us donut. Bad.
That's a good one, Bennett.
All right. Hey!
Yourself.
Next up for the Tremonti family.
Come on.
Is the Tremonti family batting out of order? Are we going to have to file a protest? Okay. It's all right. Okay, so name something that might be full of holes.
A colander?
Show us a colander.
Oh, Robin!
Okay, there are two answers remaining and one strike.
We have a donation from Jerry, and that is going toward the Tremonti family. We are so far at, let me bring this up for you, everybody listening. We are at $1,350 for the Tremonti family and $430 for the Lynch family.
All right, keep them coming at 470-508-1160 or on thequestatlanta.com. Name something that might be full of holes.
A sponge.
A sponge. Sponge.
Oh! Last one.
We are down to the final answer. Who wants to field the question from the Tremonti side as they strategize? The number to call again is 470-508-1160. The Quest heroes in our midst. We are in the waning moments, folks. The midnight hour. Be sure to get those calls in. Keep us on the air. Support us. It's great programming. Name
All
something.
All right, Chuck. Oh, go ahead.
That might be full of holes.
We're going to go out on a limb here and stay with the donut theme and try for bagels.
Bagels. Oh. Obviously, no New Yorkers in this poll. Oh. Lynch family has a chance to steal. They are huddling. Okay. Lynch family, the tension is palpable. Name something that might be full of holes.
I'm going to say a golf course.
A golf course.
Oh.
We have a winner.
That's okay. We wait for that 400.
The only remaining answer was jeans.
Jeans.
Oh. All right.
We have another donation from Kathleen. It is for the Lynch family.
Kathleen.
I know her.
All right. Thank you, Kathleen. And again, that number to call is 470-508-1160. You can donate too online at thequestatlanta.com or on the app. I recommend the app for everyone. You can listen to us way beyond the dawn till dusk hours. Crystal clear, 24/7. Don't want to sleep on that late night programming.
And so far, the Tremonti family is in the lead for these donations. You can donate to the Lynch to help them, or you can just donate for the Tremonti family and push them further ahead.
All right. The Lynch family with a reasonably commanding 300-0 lead, but it's not as bad as it sounds. The night is young. Let's step up to the next question.
Wait, who's up?
Okay, now remember the rules. We're going to step up into that. Who wants to be in the hot seat for the Tremonti family?
Come on, Bennett. Do it, Bennett.
All right, Bennett.
Slap the table.
Yes.
You know the answer.
So we polled 130 people. Apparently, three of them stepped out for a drink. And we asked them, name a popular sacramental. Lynch family.
I'll go with the rosary.
Ooh,
show us the rosary. Rosary, however, was only the second most popular answer. There is a better, more popular answer than the rosary. Lynch family, name, Tremonti family, you do have a chance to steal. There is one more popular answer than rosary. Name a popular sacramental.
Scapular.
Scapular is on the list, but it is not the number one answer.
Oh, good try.
Good answer, young man.
Good try. Good answer.
Hope everybody's wearing their scapulars.
Nice answer, Brandon.
Okay, Lynch family. Name a popular sacramental.
I'm going to go with the crucifix.
Show us crucifix. Yes. Next up for the Lynch family. Name a popular sacramental.
The miraculous medal.
We're going to go with medal. Yes.
We
should we call
donations.
In the official scorekeeper? Oh, we have some donations.
We have some donations. We have Kathleen. We have Grandma and Pa Lynch. We have Sarah and Pat Tremonti. And we have Madeline and Amy. Thank you very much for those donations. We have a lot of those donations going towards the Lynch family this time. So now we have $640 for the Lynch family. So far, it is $2,000 out of our $10,000 goal. We are 20% through. Keep calling those lines, 470-508-1160, or go to the website, thequestatlanta.com, and click on the donate button.
Thank you all very much for your donations. You know, monthly donorship, a quick word on monthly donorship, very powerful. The lifeblood of the station. We run a spot here on the air. We talk about the fact that monthly donors are the lifeblood of the station. Call in, be a monthly donor, and you are eligible to win a painting, which really has to be seen to be believed. It's beautiful. For those of you who have come into the studio, you've seen it. And we encourage all of you to come visit us, introduce yourself, maybe come in and volunteer. But when you walk in, you will see it is a depiction of the presentation. You will be eligible with a donation of $25 a month for a year. If you become a monthly donor, you'll be eligible to win and entered into a drawing to win that painting. And as I said, it's a gorgeous painting. So monthly donors, where are you at? We've got a little more time in the waning moments of this year's Saints Heroes for All Time, AM 1160, The Quest.
And when you monthly pledge, you also get a Quest mug. If that is still happening, yes. Okay.
All right. Excellent. Okay, we're going to go to the next question. Oh, no, we're not going to go to the next question. We're going to finish this one up. And we find the Lynch family in very good shape here. No strikes and only... Two answers remaining.
Let's go bowling.
Name a popular sacramental.
I'm going to have to go with some holy water.
Holy water is the number one answer. There is one remaining answer, and it's not an easy one, but there is one remaining answer. You've got three strikes in good shape, Lynch family. Name a popular sacramental.
I'm going to say relics.
Okay. Relics. Inexplicably, relics is not on the list. No relics. Lynch family, next up.
While they're getting ready, please call 470-508-1160 to support the station. You are listening to AM 1160, The Quest.
Okay, name a popular sacramental.
We're going to go with a prayer card.
Prayer card. Yeah, this last one is tough, I have to say. Lynch family, down to your final strike with one remaining answer on the list. Name a popular sacramental. And again, that number to call is 470-508-1160. This is the final moments of our Quest Fund Drive, Fall Pledge Drive. Doing great, folks. Keep calling in, making your donations.
We actually have one person, and it is Megan, and they have donated towards the victory of the Tremonti family. They are pushing them ahead even more.
All right, Tremonti family. Good work. Yes. So we have an updated total, Dom. Is that about, I think they're well over $1,500.
Yes. So the total for Tremonti is $1,500, and the Lynch family has $640 pledged towards them.
Great job. Keep those phones hot. Keep our volunteers busy in the back room on the phone. And again, you can donate online at thequestatlanta.com if you prefer to go that route. Lynch family, we have one remaining sacramental that we need to uncover. Name a popular sacramental.
The missile.
The missile. It goes to the Tremonti family trying to get off the bagel.
All right, steal. Time to take it back.
All right.
Take it back.
What do they got?
Take it back.
All right, Chuck, we're going to go with statues.
Show us statues. The last remaining answer was Psalms. The Psalms. And I did not even know they were sacramentals, but those were the answers we received.
Songs.
But why is the Lynch family complaining? You win. I can see the Tremontis. These are our 130 best and brightest. That will be 200 points for the Lynch family, who opens up their lead.
We're here to raise money, not make points.
And you're doing a good job.
Yeah, we're doing
Keep
good.
Those phone calls coming for the Tremonti and the Lynch family. Again, that number is 470-508-1160. Fall Pledge Drive. We are in the midnight hour, folks. Get those calls in.
We also have a donation from Vivian, and that is going towards the Lynch family and the station. Thank you very much, Vivian, Megan, Amy, Benjamin, all these other donors today. Thank you so much for pledging this Pledge Drive week.
All right. Great job, everyone. Thank you for your calls. We are going to move on to our next question. And this is a round two question. Once again, worth 200 points. So it's not too late, Tremonti family. We're going to ask you, after polling 133 people, the other three came back from the bathroom, name something you associate with Eve from the Bible. Yes.
Apple.
Show us Apple. Number one answer, all Apple. Right, Tremonti family, are you going to play or pass?
We'll play.
Tremonti family will play.
Somebody else? I don't know. Does somebody else have
Who's next up for the Tremonti family?
Why are they sitting down? I want to announce the total so far for donations. It is $2,215 this hour. We have 15 minutes left until the bottom of the hour, and we still need... if do the math right, we still need 770. Oh, yeah, almost 8,000. So, just please keep those phones ringing.
Numbers 470-508-1160. Name something you associate with Eve from the Bible.
The serpent.
The serpent. Number two answer. Doing very well, Tremonti family. Okay, next up, name something you associate with Eve from the Bible.
Fig leaf.
Fig leaf. Yes. Next up, Tremonti family getting on a late roll here, and this round is worth 200, so we can't count them out. Name something you associate with Eve from the Bible.
How about Adam?
How about Adam? A little love for the man, yeah? All right. Next up, we have, with great trepidation, no one wants to sit in the hot seat. Remember, that number is 470-508-1160. Bennett steps up and is going to answer the following question. Name something you associate with Eve from the Bible.
Snake.
Snake has already been said, but you can go again. I'm in a good mood today.
Rib.
The McRib.
Show us rib. And McRib didn't make the list either.
She came from the rib.
Strike one for the Tremonti family. It is a good answer, but it did not make our list of 133 respondents. Next up. Name something you associate with Eve.
Naked.
Naked. Strike two.
That was
good answer.
We're naked.
Just didn't make the list. Name something you associate with Eve from the Bible.
Let's go with the tree.
The tree. Leave that strike three. Lynch family. You have a chance.
Lynch family's coming up.
To rob the bundle.
We have some donations coming in. We have Geraldine, Jan, and Jeremy. That is all going towards the Lynch family. So right now, the Lynch family is at 1,030. And Tremonti is at 1,500. So the Lynch family is actually pulling up.
Oh, wow.
And so far, we have 2,500 donated so far. We are a quarter of the way there for that $10,000 goal, and we have only 12 minutes left in this hour.
All right.
Please call The Quest Atlanta at 470-508-1160 and get those pledges in. You can bring the Lynch family up and above the Tremonti family if you like. That all depends on your generosity.
All right, great. Thanks for all the calls, everyone. So the Lynch family poised to rob the bundle, steal the round. Name something you associate with Eve from the Bible.
The Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden. We have a winner. The Lynch family tacks on another 2 points to their increasingly insurmountable lead. But you know, friends of the Tremonti family, you could always beat them in the donation category at 470-580-1160. We can hopefully get them off the bagel this next round.
We are not.
Okay, we're going to step up and do our next question, get as many questions in as we can. Bennett, you want to jump on up? Okay, we surveyed 133 people, and we asked them, name one thing you always have in your pantry. Bennett.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Okay, Tremonti family, would you play or pass?
We're going to play.
They are going to play.
All right, let's play again. We're here to play. In your pantry, we should know this.
Name one thing that you always have in your pantry. Wait, David.
We're going to go with cereal.
Woo! Cereal.
Cereal.
Yes. They're rolling.
Go ahead. Do it. No.
Name one thing you always have in your pantry.
Granola bars.
Granola bars. Oh,
that's a good answer.
That is a good answer, but it did not make the list. Strike one for the Tremontis. Name one thing you have in your pantry.
Cookies.
Cookies. Surprisingly, did not make the list. Down to your final strike, Tremonti family, I ask you, name one thing you always have in your pantry.
Bread.
Bread.
Oh! What?
No bread.
No bread.
Maybe they keep it in the refrigerator.
A staple of life.
It is a staple of life.
What do they eat?
Okay. The Lynch family is poised to steal, and as they huddle up, I want to remind you it's 470-508-1160. We have a donation.
The paleos.
Yes, we have two new donations coming in. It's from Elidia, Alidia. I hope I'm not saying that wrong. And also Anita. Anita has pledged monthly. Thank you so much.
Monthly donor. Can we ring the bell for that, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, we can. And we have one coming in right now, and that is from Daniel. Both of these donations, one has been pledged towards the Lynch family's victory, other has been pledged towards the Tremonti family. And Daniel's has so far been through, it's reaching almost $3,000 out of our $10,000 goal. So please keep calling the lines, support this this station in this last hour. 470-508-1160.
All right, Lynch family, going to steal the money? Name something, one thing you always have in your pantry.
Flour.
Flour. Another win for the Lynch family as they open up their lead. I'll tell you, Tremonti family, I can only say the last time my Little League team played like this, our coach did not take us to Dairy Queen after the game. No mercy rule, though. We march ahead. All right, again, that number to call is 470-508-1160.
And the money amount?
Money amount, Dom, do you have an update on that? I think it's $1,500.
Yes, we do. The amount for each family, the Lynch family has $1,055 pledged toward them.
All right.
The other is to the Tremonti family, and that is at $1,800. Oh, they're still pulling ahead. Woo! They're staying up there.
Thank you, donors.
That's fantastic. Thank you, all donors. Yes, again, the number is 470-508-1160. The Tremonti family is admittedly playing in some hard luck. They come very close every round, and they come. It's one answer short every time. It could be a totally different ball game. And like I said, the night is young. I can stay past 6 o'clock. We can do this all night. I have no shame. Okay, let's move on to our next question. And this is an interesting question, a very appropriate question for what we're doing here today. We polled 123 people. And we asked them, name a saint you may likely pray to for success in radio. Yes, Lynch family.
I'm going to have to go with Saint Blaise.
Saint Blaze, the patron of throat ailments, if I'm not mistaken. Not on the list. Tremonti family.
I'm going to go with the Blessed Mother.
The Blessed Mother. No. Back to the Lynch family. First time that's happened today. Name a saint you may likely pray to for success in radio.
Saint Joseph.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saint Joseph.
No?
You may want to think about who's the patron saint of radio. Who's got Google on him, huh? Yeah. Name a saint you may likely pray to for success in radio.
I'm going to go with Saint Cecilia.
Saint Cecilia. Perhaps one of our donors can call in at 470-508-1160 and tell us who the patron saint of radio is. That might be the answer. You never know. I'm just speculating here. Again, the number is 470-508-1160.
You can pledge that answer to one of the families to support in their victory over this game.
You certainly can. Call us. The number to call, if you have the answer to that question, the patron saint of radio, which would be the number one answer. Spoiler alert. 470-508-1160 with a donation to either family. You can pose that question and that answer, and they can move on. I think we last left off with the Tremonti family taking a hack at this, yes?
I think
we'll go to the Lynches. Okay. Name a saint you may likely pray to for success in radio.
I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and say Saint Therese of the Little Flower, or Saint Teresa.
Show us the Little Flower.
Is there only one answer?
There are four answers.
Four.
There are five answers, in fact.
All right, I'm going to go with Saint Clare.
Saint Clare of Assisi. Whoa. We are off the schneid.
All right, we're going to change the strategy up and pass.
I see. After the run of wrong answers, I think I can understand that.
Yeah.
All right, the ball is near court, Lynch family. And as they huddle, let's remember. And we've heard, we've rattled off a number of great, great saints. The number to call is 470-508-1160. Call us with your answer. Call us with your pledge. You can also donate online at thequestatlanta.com.
Yes, and the donation.
And we're
so
going
far.
To Oscar.
The donations so far are almost at 3,000, so keep those lines ringing.
All right. Thank you all for your generosity. Continue to call. Continue to support these two great families who came in today to help us out and have a little bit of fun. So we're going to ask you, Oscar, name a saint you may likely pray to for success in radio.
Saint Google.
Yes.
The phone actually said Maximilian and Colby, but I'm going to go with Saint Francis.
You should have went with Maximilian Kolbe.
I didn't want to use Google. I was being honest. Honest Christian.
Francis
leader.
DeSales.
You can say it now. You can get him.
All right.
Maximilian up. So now we can say it.
Okay, so Maximilian Kolbe is on the list. I will say that. I think I just gave that away. So Maximilian Kolbe is a saint you would pray for. 10 respondents said that they would pray to them for likely success in radio. So let's go to the next contestant.
Well, this is really hard. So we're going to say Maximilian Kolbe.
Yes, Maximilian Kolbe is on the list. We give credit to the Lynches for that one. So they are, as they Google, and I don't blame them, the number to call is 470-508-1160. Again, the number to call, 470-508-1160. Give us a saint you might pray to have success in radio.
Maybe one of the archangels.
Maybe.
Gabriel.
Gabriel is the number one answer. Okay, Lynch family, I do believe you have two strikes, though, and there are still two answers remaining. So we're going to ask you to come up with another saint. And I'm going to give you a hint here, because this has been a tricky question. Both of the remaining answers are fairly recent modern-day religious figures. And one is a saint. One will probably be a saint someday. Okay. Give us a saint you might pray to have success in radio.
Saint John Paul II.
Saint John Paul II. Yes. And we have one remaining answer, one remaining strike. Lynch family. And again, the number to call is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com or donate via the app. Yes.
So we're going to go with Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa. Back to the Tremonti family. One last.
For the steal.
Go for the roses. For the steal to get off the shutout. I ask you. I mean, name a saint you might likely pray to for success in radio.
Bring us home.
Saint John the 23rd.
John the 23rd. Great saint, not on the list. Feast day was this week, as a matter of fact. So,
if it comes back to you,
I believe that goes to the Lynch family by default. That was a tough question. So the Lynch family gets that one. And we're going to move on to our next question. The answer, and the respondents in this one were, he is not a saint. Fulton Sheen is the answer.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's... That's a little misleading. That's more than a little misleading. He'll probably be a saint someday, but that's a little misleading. So four of the people who answered that question, name a saint you would pray for, responded with Fulton Sheen. So that was a tough one.
I have another donation coming in from Scott and Deanne towards the Tremonti family. And remember, you don't have to do a one-time pledge. You can also do a monthly pledge of $1, $2, $3 a day. So that can also, if that's in... possibility of your budget, it is very helpful for the station, even as little as $1 a day. And we are coming up to the next hour, so I need to do a legal ID, and that is, of course, this is AM 1160 WCFO East Point Atlanta, The Quest.
All right. Thank you, Dom, and thank you both to the Lynch and Tremonti family and all you generous donors out there. We're going to move on to our next question, and I believe this is a round three question worth 400 points. And we're going to give you an easy one this go-around. So whoever wants to sit in the hot seat and take on what I would think is a pretty easy question. Okay. We polled 131 people, and we asked them to name the most popular ride at the carnival. Lynch family.
The Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel. Number one answer. Would you like the player pass?
Oh, we're going to play.
Lynch family will play. Most popular ride at the carnival. That number again is 470-508-1160. Just like the call letters. We got some smart people working back there. They got the phone number to match the call letters here on AM 1160 The Quest. So we go back to the Lynch family and we ask them, name the most popular ride at the carnival.
I'll go with the merry-go-round.
The merry-go-round. Is the second most popular answer. Lynch family on a roll. Three remaining answers. Name the most popular ride at the carnival.
I'm going to go with bumper cars.
Bumper cars. Strike one for the Lynch family as we move on. Next member. As they huddle, we remind you the number is 470-508-1160. We are in the closing moments, folks. Get those pledges in. It's been a great 3 days. Keep us on the air with your generosity, your time, your talent, your treasure. Again, the number is 470-508-1160.
We actually have a donation from Sonia coming in right now, and I want to know which family this donation is going to. It is a monthly pledge.
Monthly pledge. We love those. That's very good.
Thank you very much for that. And it's going towards... is going towards the Lynch family. And that brings us over the $3,000 mark right now.
That is fantastic. Thank you all. Your generosity, monthly donors. We said they are the lifeblood of the station. They are the lifeblood of the station, and we thank them very much. So where were we? Name the most popular ride at the carnival.
We're going to go with the roller coaster.
Show us roller coaster. Yes. Next up for the Lynch family, Oscar is back behind the mic, and we ask him, name the most popular ride at the carnival.
I'm going to go with the swings.
The swings. Okay, Lynch family, you're down to your final strike with two remaining answers. Again, the number to call in the closing moments of our pledge drive, Saints Heroes for All Time, 470-508. 1160. And again, you can donate online via thequestatlanta.com or on the app. When you log onto the app, it's the first button you will see to press donate. Strongly suggest all of you download the app. So as the Lynch family huddles up, we ask them to name the most popular ride at the carnival.
The Funhouse.
The Funhouse. Tremonti family has a chance to pick up 400 points and cut into this lead. Two remaining answers. Name something. No, I'm sorry. Name the most popular ride at the carnival.
This has been a fun one of mine ever since I was a kid. The pirate ship.
The pirate ship.
Oh.
Good. That is a great ride. Not on the list. This one goes to the Lynch family. The remaining answers were carousel.
That's a merry-go-round.
It's the same thing.
It's very similar. Very similar. And then I guess the seven remaining respondents are from the Jersey Shore because they said Tilt-A-Whirl. The Tilt-A-Whirl. And that had seven. All right. Once again, that number to call is 470-508.
Chalk it up another 1160. One for the Lynches. Difference, we're counting on your money.
Do we have an updated total, Dom, on the family amounts? Let's do that. Let's get the amounts out there for the families. We've had a lot of generous callers this hour.
For the family amounts, we have for the Lynch family, $1,235. And for the Tremonti family, we have $1,810. So just $600 ahead. And if you pledge toward with $600 to the Lynch family, you can bring them to tie them up.
All right.
Put them over, actually.
Yes.
You got 1,700 points. That might be well.
And remember, monthly pledges are also very much appreciated if
yes.
It makes it easier for you instead of the one-time donation.
Yes, monthly pledges. Lifeblood of the station, as we said earlier. And we are going to move on to our next question. For the Lynch and Tremonti family.
I think you said 1235, is it?
We just got a new one in. So it is from
Lynch.
Ave or Ave. It is now for the Lynch family. So the Lynch is now at 1335.
All right. That's fantastic. Again, the number to call is 470-508-1160. Quest. Fall Pledge Drive. Heroes for all time. We polled 132 people, and we asked them, name a doctor of the church. Yes, Bennett.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Nice job.
Excellent job, young man. That is only the second most popular answer, however. Okay. All right, so we'll wrap it up here. You have one last chance as we are in the very final moments. Again, the 470-508-1160. There is one remaining answer. Let's just see if the Lynch family can get the one remaining answer, and then I believe we are going to have to call it a day here at the Quest. AM 1160 heroes in our midst.
I'm going to have to say St. Augustine.
St. Augustine. A doctor of the church, yes, not on the list, however. So I believe that's going to wrap it up for us. They should get a win for that, right?
Yeah.
Let's get them off the shutout. They got a one. It was like the bonus for the lightning round, as they call it on the TV show. So the Tremontis were not shut out today. For anyone who says that, they did score a point. So as we tally up the final numbers, Dom, do you still have some donations coming in, or do you have some family totals to update?
The latest one was Ave, and so the final of this minute is $1,335 for the Lynch family and $1,810 for the Tremonti family.
All right, that's fantastic. The phones will stay plugged in for a little longer, folks. The number is 470-508-1160. Once again, you can donate online at thequestatlanta.com and on the app. So with that, we'd like to thank the Lynch and Tremonti family for joining us today in a very spirited game of Family Feud. We've got some good Holy Catholic families here in our midst. Great answers. It was a pleasure to get to know you both. Tell all your friends, and I want to thank all your friends if you would do that for us on behalf of the Quest. We'd like to thank all of your friends who called in for this hour. It was a very lucrative hour for us, a great hour. We had a lot of fun. And Jay, do you have any final words on behalf of your family?
Thanks so much for having us, and we had a great time.
All right, thank you, Jay. And Daniel, if you feel like
David.
I think I got it wrong more than I got it right today. Yeah.
He's a godson.
Yeah, we're happy to be here, happy to participate. We had a great time. Family Feud's a household favorite in our family, so to get to play it on the radio is a dream come true. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all very much. What a great hour.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
For more information, go to thequestatlanta.com. We have all of these pledge hours recorded for you, and you can share them online at thequestatlanta.com. You can still pledge during this week at 470-508-1160. Thank you.